Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Friday, May 30, 2025.
Orbán backs Naraki at CAC Hungary. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has thrown his support behind Polish nationalist candidate Karol Naraki at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Budapest. Orbán unveiled a nationalistic strategy aimed at reshaping the European Union, focusing on sovereignty and conservative values. He expressed strong backing for Naraki as he heads into the second round of the Polish presidential election against Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, who currently leads in the polls. Orbán also reiterated his resistance to EU membership for Ukraine and shared taxes in Europe, stating, "We want to take Europe back from migrants and uphold a Christian culture based on national principles." This endorsement highlights the rising connections among nationalist movements across Europe.
Taiwan's central bank takes action for financial stability. Taiwan's central bank is stepping up to ensure financial stability as worries rise over U.S. tariffs and geopolitical tensions. Their latest report warns that these issues could shake Taiwan's trade-dependent economy. Experts predict a slowdown in 2025 due to potential U.S. tariffs of up to 32% on imports. The central bank is closely monitoring the situation and is ready to act to protect the economy. Despite some fluctuations, the Taiwan dollar, TWD, remains steady at about 0.032 US dollars. Earlier this month, the central bank urged banks to follow currency exchange rules after a rise in the Taiwan dollar, which was fueled by speculation about US requests for currency strengthening. However, the central bank has denied any such requests. The report also points out that life insurance companies with large investments are facing increased risks from global financial instability.
Starmer warns of crisis from Farage's economic plans. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has raised alarms about Nigel Farage's economic plans, suggesting they could lead to a major crisis. He called Farage's proposals, especially his tax cuts and reduced immigration agenda, unrealistic and a fantasy. This warning follows disappointing local election results for Starmer's Labour Party, which has lost ground to Farage's Reform UK, now leading in national polls after winning 5 parliamentary seats earlier this month. Starmer compared Farage's approach to that of former Conservative Prime Minister Liz Truss, who resigned in October 2022 after her unfunded tax cuts caused market chaos. Stressing the need for careful financial management, Starmer stated, "We were elected to fix that mess." As the political environment in the UK grows tense, the implications for public services and economic stability are significant.
Philippines asserts sovereignty in the South China Sea. The Philippine Foreign Ministry has boldly declared its sovereignty in the South China Sea, stating that China cannot interfere with the Philippines' lawful activities in this crucial waterway. This announcement, made on May 29, 2025, comes as tensions rise over territorial claims in the Spratly Islands, where the Philippines, along with Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and China, asserts its rights. Spokesperson Teresita Daza highlighted the Philippines' right to conduct maritime operations and scientific research, especially around the Spratly Islands and Subi Reef. This statement follows accusations from the Chinese embassy in Manila, which claimed the Philippines made 27 unauthorized landings since January 2025. An international arbitral tribunal had previously ruled that China's extensive claims lack legal basis. Recently, tensions escalated when the Chinese Coast Guard reportedly fired water cannons at Philippine vessels conducting research, raising safety concerns. The Philippines continues to urge China to respect its sovereignty while seeking peaceful resolutions to these disputes. The situation remains tense, with both nations maintaining a strong presence in the area.
Germany's proposed tax on big tech. Germany is considering a bold 10% tax on major online platforms like Alphabet's Google and Meta's Facebook. Culture Minister Wolfram Weimer announced this proposal to address concerns about tax evasion by these big tech companies, which profit significantly from Germany's resources while contributing very little back. This tax aligns with similar measures already in place in the UK, France, and Canada. Chancellor Friedrich Merz is expected to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump soon, although details are still unconfirmed. Trump has previously denounced foreign taxes on U.S. companies, insisting he won't let other nations take away American tax revenue. Weimer has criticized these tech giants for their sly tax evasion tactics and stressed the need for discussions on alternative solutions, like voluntary contributions. While these corporations generate billions in Germany, they give back very little to society. This proposal raises important questions about corporate accountability and fair taxation in the digital economy. What could this mean for the future of big tech in Europe?
China's ambitious Tianwen-2 mission. China has launched the Tianwen-2 spacecraft, embarking on an exciting journey to collect pristine asteroid samples. The launch occurred at 1:31 a.m. local time from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in Sichuan, using a Long March 3B rocket. This mission will explore the near-Earth asteroid 2016 HO3, also known as 469219 Kamolwa, located about 10 million miles away. If successful, China will join Japan and the United States as the third nation to gather samples from an asteroid. The spacecraft is set to reach the asteroid in July 2026 and return to Earth, with samples, by November 2027. This bold endeavor aims to deepen our understanding of how asteroids form and evolve. Shan Zhongda, head of the China National Space Administration, emphasized the mission's importance for China's goals in interplanetary exploration. Over the next decade, Tianwen-2 will also investigate the main belt comet 311P, measuring key characteristics of both celestial bodies. This mission highlights China's commitment to advancing its space exploration capabilities and expanding our knowledge of the universe.
U.S. Treasury targets cryptocurrency scams. The U.S. Treasury is cracking down on Funnel Technology Incorporated, a company in the Philippines, for its role in cryptocurrency scams known as pig butchering. These deceptive schemes trick people into investing in fake cryptocurrency projects, leading to significant financial losses. The investigation revealed that Funnel bought internet protocol addresses in bulk and sold them to online criminals, fueling the rise of fraudulent websites. Liu Lizi, the alleged head of Funnel and a 40-year-old Chinese citizen linked to Shanghai and Guangzhou, has also been sanctioned. This action highlights the urgent need to combat the billion-dollar industry of virtual currency scams, often tied to organized crime and human trafficking. It's a growing threat in our digital world, and awareness is key to protecting ourselves.
Mary Daly on inflation and interest rates. Mary Daly, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, recently spoke about the economic landscape in Oakland, California. She mentioned that the Fed might cut interest rates twice this year, but emphasized the importance of keeping rates steady for now to align inflation, currently at 2.3%, with the Fed's target of 2%. This slight rise in inflation requires careful attention. Since December 2024, short-term loans have been maintained between 4.25% and 4.5%, affecting how much consumers and businesses pay to borrow money. Daly noted that the jobless rate is at 4.2%, indicating a healthy labor market, but warned that any signs of weakness could lead to changes in policy. Speaking at the Oakland Rotary Club, she highlighted the challenges posed by trade policies from the Trump administration. Overall, Daly reaffirmed the Fed's commitment to achieving price stability while navigating the complexities of inflation and economic growth.
Trump administration's new hiring directive. The Trump administration has directed federal agencies to stop using diversity data related to race, sex, ethnicity, or national origin in hiring. This controversial decision aims to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, shifting the focus back to hiring based solely on qualifications. The Office of Personnel Management emphasizes that hiring decisions should prioritize merit over demographic factors. Critics argue this policy could harm diversity in federal agencies and ignore the historical injustices faced by underrepresented communities. Agencies are now encouraged to recruit from state universities, religious colleges, and trade schools, favoring candidates who align with American ideals and the Constitution. This significant change may lead to legal challenges from advocacy groups, and spark important discussions about the future of diversity in the workplace.
Investigation into Susie Wiles impersonation incident. U.S. federal authorities are investigating a shocking impersonation incident involving Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff. Reports from the Wall Street Journal reveal that Wiles discovered a breach of her personal cell phone contacts, allowing an impersonator to access private phone numbers of several high-profile individuals. This breach specifically targeted Wiles' personal phone, not her government device. In recent weeks, numerous U.S. senators, governors, and top business executives received messages and calls from someone pretending to be Wiles. This alarming impersonation raises serious concerns about cybersecurity and the protection of sensitive information within the U.S. government. Previous hacking incidents, including one involving former Trump National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, highlight ongoing challenges in safeguarding our information. The investigation aims to uncover the impersonator's identity and assess the potential risks to national security. The White House and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have yet to comment on this troubling situation.
Release of Hong Kong activists. On May 30, 2025, four pro-democracy activists were freed from prison in Hong Kong after spending over 4 years behind bars due to a national security trial. Among those released was Jimmy Sham, a prominent political and LGBTQ activist who once led the Civil Human Rights Front, which was forced to disband in 2021. The others included Kinda Lee, Roy Tam, and Henry Wong. Earlier in April 2025, several former lawmakers such as Claudia M.O., Kwok Ka-Ki, Jeremy Tam, and Gary Fan were also released from various prisons. They had been arrested for organizing an unofficial primary election in 2020, which the Chinese authorities claimed was an attempt to disrupt the government. The national security law enacted by China in 2020 has severely limited basic rights in Hong Kong, criminalizing actions like secession and collusion with foreign forces. Many Western governments, including the United States, have criticized the trial as politically motivated and called for the activists' release. However, both the Hong Kong and Beijing governments insist that everyone is treated equally under the law, and that the activists received fair trials. This release represents a pivotal moment in the ongoing fight for democracy and human rights in Hong Kong, where government crackdowns on dissent continue.
U.S. visa policy change for Chinese students. On May 29, 2025, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a major shift in policy affecting Chinese students in the United States. The Trump administration will cancel the visas of these students due to rising national security concerns and escalating tensions with China. Currently, Chinese students represent 24.5% of the international student population, contributing about $43.8 billion to the U.S. economy. Rubio indicated that the U.S. will closely examine visa applications from Chinese nationals, particularly those linked to the ruling party in China. This decision follows worries from a congressional committee about Chinese students in advanced science and technology programs, raising fears of potential espionage. The cancellation of these visas marks a significant change in U.S. immigration policy, which could impact U.S.-China relations and the financial stability of American universities that depend on international tuition. The Chinese government has condemned this move as politically motivated and unfair. What does this mean for the future of international education in the U.S.?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.